Previously on the Nights of Layla.
Ready, Adnan?
Yes, but what's just happening there, Molana?
You really can't remember, Adnan.
My last memory is of meeting you for coffee. After that, I'm blank.
It's a long story, Adnan.
So you thought you could get rid of me so easily, Bash?
Hey, what's going on? Adnan, why are you speaking in that strange voice?
Because I'm not Adnan, you fool!
Bailed. Zunaid is gone. Passed away.
Inna lillahi, oh Salman, how did it come to this?
I'm so sorry, Salman.
Alhamdulillah, at least he read his kalima before he passed away.
How is brother's heart feeling?
The doctors operated on him. But now he's permanently blind in one eye. And now, it looks like his hearing in his right ear is also affected.
I'm so sorry, Appa.
You know, Lails, almost the exact time that the accident happened, I was dreaming that we were all here at the beach. Dad was drowning.
Maybe it was your sixth sense warning you that something was happening to your father.
Maybe.
Salman? What's happening? We're going to crash! Help!
Lails, I can't straighten the wheel. It's stuck!
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is this Appa Nasira?
Yes, who is this?
This is Maulana Bashir, Appa. I'm just calling to tell you that I have your husband Adnan with me, and he's safe.
Alhamdulillah. But how? And where was he?
Appa, I'm on my way to you with him. I'll explain everything when I get to your place. I just need to stop at my rooms for something, then I'll bring him home.
Jazakallah. Can I speak to him?
He's sleeping at the moment, but don't worry. In a little while, he'll be back with you.
Nas? Who was that?
It was that Amil who was treating Adnan many years ago. He said that he has Adnan with him and they're on their way home.
What? What do you mean? Why does he have Adnan? Was he keeping him for the last week?
I'm not sure. He said he'll explain everything when he gets here.
That sounds quite suspicious.
Well, I'm just relieved that Adnan is safe and on his way back home.
How do you know for sure that Adnan is with this guy?
Oh, Humaira, don't be so negative. This is the first bit of good news I've had all week. So I'm just going to take this Manana's word for it and believe that my husband is finally coming home.
All right. Oh, it's the office calling. I have some work that needs to be finished.
On Sunday morning? Now that sounds suspicious.
No time to explain. See you, Nasira.
Humaira rushes out of Nasira's flat, where she'd stopped by to get the latest on Adnan, jumps into her car and drives off at a speed, leaving Nasira wondering why she was in such a hurry. But Nasira does not have time to reflect on Humaira's hasty departure. Her in-laws have woken up and she goes to share the good news about Adnan with them.
Lails, that was close.
Salman, what just happened?
I don't know, Lails. I tried to brake, and it was just as if a force was pulling the steering wheel. I couldn't control the car.
Ya Allah, it felt like the car was being pulled, like something wanted us to crash over the side of the road.
I mean, I don't know, Lails. This is becoming too much. I'm going to phone Amil now.
On a Sunday morning? I don't think he'll see us.
Don't worry, Moran Yaqub spoke to him. And he said that he'll make an exception for us.
Oh, let me just answer. It's Nasira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Layla. Is that you? You sound so stressed out. Did something happen?
No. I'm fine. What's up, Naz?
Oh, Layla, I have amazing news. Adnan has been found.
Really?
Subhanallah, that's wonderful. But how?
I can't explain right now, Layla. But come over as soon as you're free because he'll be home just now.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Layla tells Salman the good news about Adnan, and they decide to stop there before they go home. Salman calls Molana Zahir, and he agrees to see them immediately, directing them to his house not very far from where they're parked off. The couple make their way through the hilly roads, leading away from the beachfront towards the Amil's simple-looking house, where they meet him at the front door and are taken to the adjacent garage, which has been converted into his consulting rooms. Salman explains all the recent occurrences, starting with Layla's nightmares and visions, and ending with the car accident they almost had. The Amil checks both of them and then recites some verses from the Quran, not saying much as he works.
I see. I'm going to give you some salt, sister, and I want you to have a bath in it. Then I'm going to give you a taweez as well, for each of you, and also one for your bedroom.
Is the treatment really as simple as that?
Sister, if you have yakin in Allah's word, and if you make dua with sincerity, you don't need any other amal. Trust me, you don't need any other amal to resolve these types of problems.
Mona, the last amil who gave Layla a taweez was a fraudster. When Mona Yaqub opened the taweez to check it, he realized it was a shopping list in Arabic.
Yes, Salman, Sister Layla, you must understand that there are many con artists out there claiming that they can perform some amazing feats and they claim they can get rid of all your problems. In fact, it has become a very lucrative business. You may have seen boards on the side of the road or flyers with people with Muslim names claiming to be spiritual healers and the like. Rarely, if ever, are they actually able to help people like yourselves. And in instances where their powers seem to work, it is usually with the aid of the shayateen, the evil jinn. In the process of supposedly solving one issue, they end up leaving you with a host of other problems.
Yes, but Sheikh Ramiz seemed like a genuine amil. He had the water and the taweez, and he seemed so spot on with his diagnosis. He even said that in the next session, he would let me know who was making jadu on me.
I have never come across any amil who would disclose the name of the person responsible for the black magic. So that should have been the first sign that this man was not honest.
Oh, I didn't know that. He also gave me some strange amal to fall pregnant, but I didn't get around to doing it.
Thank Allah for that. Mona, the Sheikh Ramiz guy, he managed to swindle quite a lot of money out of my wife. But can you tell us, did we cause any further harm as far as the situation of the jinn goes?
Look, sister, this Sheikh was definitely a fake. But as far as his so-called treatment goes, it doesn't seem like he caused any further harm, because it really was completely false. The only real impact he had was on your pocket. On the other hand, had you taken some treatment from that Sangoma that you called in Salman, it may have led to some serious consequences. Alhamdulillah, Allah saved you.
Alhamdulillah. Mona, I can't believe that I was so desperate that I was willing to use the services of one of these Sangomas.
And I wish I hadn't gone behind your back to see that Sheikh. Had we come straight here, everything might have been sorted by now.
There is a time and place for everything. Sometimes Allah puts us in a situation just to see how we will react and cope under pressure. It doesn't mean that He does not love us or that we are bad people. He gives us a challenge, a test. And if we turn to Him and employ means from the Quran and Sunnah to face that challenge or to pass the test, then surely we will be successful. And even if we falter and employ the wrong means in trying to find a solution, we can always turn back to Him and ask His forgiveness through sincere tawbah and istighfar.
No, I didn't ever think of it like that.
So, in addition to the taweez and the water, I want you both to increase the recitation of the Quran in your home and also to keep citrus fruit by your bedside, as the jinn are averse to citrus. Inshallah, you will start seeing some improvement soon.
Salman, how much do we owe you?
Nothing, Salman. Just make sure to follow the instructions I have given you and to make lots of dua to Allah Ta'ala.
Munana, I cannot pay you for your time. Here, at least take this.
No, Salman. That is too much.
Okay, Munana.
Then take half. Yeah.
There's just one more thing. There seems to be some type of interference in your marriage.
Do you mean like Sir Mulana? Is there someone who is doing something to us so that they can break up our marriage?
Sister, I don't want you to worry too much over it. I will come out to your house soon, inshallah, so that we can get rid of it.
Okay, inshallah. Mulana, let me know when you are available, and I will come pass and pick you up. Mulana, jazakallah for all your help.
While Salman and Layla are consulting their Amir, the rest of the Adams leave for the hospital to visit Ishaq, who is slowly recovering from the accident.
I don't know why they make visiting hours so early in the morning. The poor patients have to get up so early.
Ma, the patients are up from 6. The doctors start their ward rounds early so they can find out how their night went.
Ma, it's only you that gets up so late every day.
Well, if you all woke up with the hajjat like me, you all would also want to sleep in anyway. You should have gotten me a wheelchair to take me to my son's ward. This walk to the hospital is too long.
We're already here, Haji Rama. We'll put a chair for you next to Ishaq's bed.
Ishaq is in a private room, and as the ladies enter, they are pleased to see him sitting up in his hospital bed.
Ooh, Bachu, look at you, all bandaged up. How are you feeling?
Ma, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. At least you're sounding a bit clearer today.
Papa, I'm so happy to see you. When I heard about the accident, I thought I'd never see you again.
Soda, came all this way. Soda, don't cry. I'm feeling okay now.
But your eye, we'll never be able to see again, Papa.
Oh, my child, don't be so sad. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept my other eye intact, and I can see perfectly with it. And yesterday, they found that my right eardrum had a burst. But in time, the hearing in this ear should return to normal, inshallah. Rule, what? What happened to your hand?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a small break on my wrist. The doctor said it will heal quickly if I keep it in a cast.
Inshallah. None of the others were hurt in the accident?
No, alhamdulillah, just small scratches and bruises. You were the only one who was seriously injured, Papa.
Yes, but since the operation was a success, the doctors say I can be discharged later today. But where's Salman?
Salman just messaged now to say that he managed to get an appointment with Amil, whose number they got from Molana Yaqub. He'll be here to fetch you when you're discharged.
Is Layla still having problems with those nightmares and things?
Gee, she is. And I think it's best that she sees an army. And once all these things are removed from her, she can go back to being her normal, sweet self.
I still think it's a medical problem. But if she keeps up with those medicines prescribed by Dr. Muhammad, she'll be fine. Did I tell you all that the morning of the incident, I saw her outside in the garden at Fijr time? She was burning some papers with her sister-in-law, Nasira.
Mommy, it's not important. Salman said that the army Layla was consulting was a con artist. So what does it matter? Even if she was following his instructions, nothing that he gave her can help her or harm her in any way.
Really? But Maria said...
Soda, Maria likes to cause trouble. She doesn't like Layla. She feels that she's lowly because she comes from a colored background. So she tries to find a way to pull her down.
Well, her parents are quite lowly. Did you see their luggage?
Yes, and I still haven't found my necklace. I wonder if...
Soda, Ruwaida, how can you speak like that? If people are poor, it doesn't mean that they're lower than us or they are crooks. Allah judges your heart and your intention, not by how much money you have.
I'm sorry, Papa. I didn't mean...
Well, anyway, Layla's parents have gone to stay with Nasira, so I doubt we'll be seeing much of them.
Has there been anyone on Adnan?
When Salman called, he said that Adnan was on his way home.
Wow, that's great news. Where did they find him?
Ooh, Nasira must be so happy.
He didn't give me any details because he was in a hurry. But I'm sure he'll tell us later.
You know, Layla was telling me that her brother also used to be affected by jinn when he was at Madrasa.
Really?
Maybe she's being affected by the same jinn.
When I was a young girl in India, we had a neighbor who was a very beautiful young woman, very much like Layla. Everybody envied her beauty, but this young lady was unaware of it. She got married to a very handsome young man from another gam and went to live with him and his parents. They were barely married for the month when she started to have nightmares. She would wake up screaming and pulling at her clothes, and nobody knew what was troubling her. They took her to so many Mulanas, and each one said she was being troubled by jinn, but none of them could cure her.
Sounds so scary. What happened to her?
It came to a stage where she used to sleepwalk, so her husband would keep all the doors locked at night, so that she wouldn't wander off. One day, he forgot to lock the back door, and in her sleep, this young lady walked right out of the house and down to the river, where she drowned.
Oh, Ma, how sad.
Yes, her poor husband never recovered. He lost his mind and ended up walking aimlessly around the village, crying over her until he died. A very powerful army visited the village once and said that the jinn that had been troubling this lady was actually sent by someone who was doing jadu on her to break up their marriage.
Such a tragic tale, Ma.
Gee, but it just goes to show that these things happen.
Well, if Layla really is affected, this Mulana Zahir will be able to confirm it.
Yes, and inshallah, she can be treated.
Visiting hours are over, and the Adams ladies return to the house on the hill, leaving Ishaq to rest until he can come back home with them. They are all strangely silent on the way home, reflecting over the unsettling events of the past week. More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.